Welcome to Redeem the Commute Stress and Anxiety course. I'm Ryan, your host. We hope that you enjoy the course today and get a chance to think about or discuss the question at the end with others. Just as a general reminder, the course includes general tips, and you should absolutely see a medical health professional to understand your specific situation. The course is offered by Dr. Kate Witheridge, and here she is now.
So the point of this is to take something very simple and to really focus on it, right? And the other thing is that I think when we multitask, we don't even get enjoyment out of things. We're not paying attention to what we're eating. We're not paying attention to what we're doing. We're not paying attention to, you know, if I'm walking down the street and I'm thinking about what I have to do at work, I'm not paying attention to the music I'm listening to. I'm not paying attention to the trees or the squirrels. I'm notoriously bad at this. So my true confession is the other night I was sitting on my couch, had my cell phone out, and I was texting somebody. I was on my laptop watching a live video of this guy who's a trail runner, and I was also watching something on TV in mute, and when, like, I wanted to watch that, I would, like, switch him off. And at one point, I had both volumes on, and I think I was eating or something at the same time. And it's like, I was not fully attending to anything, right? But we go through life like that. So the reason I bring this up and sort of the idea is like making sure we're experiencing life in the five senses, slowing down and doing one thing at a time, whether that's sort of eating or walking or listening to music or even worrying, like, okay, if I'm going to sit here and worry, let me just do that and not try and do something else, right? So we do actually have a mantra around that, right? But it's sort of the idea of like, if you're reading, just read. If you're worrying, just worry. Like, if I'm going to worry, then I shouldn't be watching TV and worrying. Let me sit here and actually focus on one thing at a time. But our tendency is multitask. We're told to multitask. But often what happens is our brain gets kind of split, our attention gets split, and we're not enjoying any one thing, right? One of my other weird quirks about this is that one thing that I hate multitasking is when I'm having dinner with friends and there's really loud music, right? Like, as weird as it sounds, I would rather eat in silence than be around other people, like, be like, there's loud music. And I remember being in a restaurant, and it's, I don't know if people have ever been to it, it's like church and sort of between like Bloor and Dundas, but it's this Japanese restaurant where it's like loud to begin with, and then all the staff yell at people as they come and go, and they also yell in Japanese. So I remember being in there and feeling stressed because it's loud and people are yelling, and all of a sudden I'm like just trying to eat as fast as possible because it was so overwhelming, right? So thinking about the same thing in our lives, can we slow things down? Can we do one thing at a time? I actually do come home after work because I am talking and listening, and there's also a second cup outside of my office and all kinds of other stuff going on. I come home and I sit in silence. I will, like, eat in silence. I will drink in silence. In the summer, I don't turn the lights on, so people imagine me sitting alone in the dark, drinking wine, but it's only sometimes off, right? But the idea of doing one thing at a time, sitting and de-stressing. So really focusing on doing things mindfully will really help with stress. So, you know, going back to the title of being present in a future-oriented world, how can I focus on being in the moment? How can I focus on what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, what I'm doing, what I'm reading to help me feel more present, to help me remember, yeah, did I eat? What did I eat? What day is today? Did I, you know, lock my house when I left? Did I close the windows? This is often how we end up losing things. It's like, I don't remember what I did. So trying to work on being mindful.
Thanks for joining us today as we explored experiencing life in all five senses as part of a stress and anxiety course. Kate mentioned she had a bit of an exercise for you, and you'll have to prepare for this one. You need to find some candy. I know that's a real hardship, but try to find something enjoyable to eat. It doesn't have to be candy. But then, rather than just gobbling it down, her exercise is for you to just spend a few minutes experiencing each sense and how it's activated by that snack, just one at a time. Think through, how does it smell, how does it taste, how does it feel, and so on. So enjoy the candy and enjoy spending some time just taking care of yourself, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.